What's all the commotion about?
Oh, it's that flipper. He stole my inner tube again.
Sometimes I wonder which one of you is the bigger kid. Didn't I give you some chores to do this morning?
Yes, Dad.
Then why aren't you doing them?
Well, I guess I got sidetracked.
What, by an inner tube?
No.
You know, today is the day the congressional delegation is arriving, and I've tried to impress upon you how important it is that we put our best foot forward.
Well, what's so important about an old congressional delegation?
Well, if they don't like what they see here, they could close the park.
Close the park?
Could be.
What would happen to us, Dad?
Well, if we're lucky, I might get transferred someplace else.
To where?
To a place that's going to look a lot like this place. Unless you start watering. Death Valley.
Death Valley.
What is the protocol, Dad?
Protocol? Well, that's quite a word. I'm impressed. Just remember, congressmen are just like everybody else, except a lot of their friends and neighbors decided they ought to go to Washington to look after their interests. You dig?
I dig. That of the people for the people jazz, huh?
Yeah, that's right. I want you to kick this boat out of the park unless you can be more careful. You try this one more time out of your...
I hired him to bring us here.
Mr. Warden Ricks.
Warden Ricks.
And who are you?
Congresswoman Helen E. Browning. And this is my secretary, Erna Morley.
A lady congressman?
Is that legal?
Well, Where's the rest of the delegation?
Oh, delegations cost money, Mr. Ricks. You have a certain public-spirited citizen in your community here who wouldn't approve. He already thinks we're squandering too much of the taxpayers' money on Carl Key Park.
Squandering their money?
You might as well know it now, Mr. Ricks. We're determined to find out whether your park is a boondoggle. Would you please lead the way?
What's a boondoggle?
When the government spends money on something it doesn't really need.
Is that bad or good? I mean, for us.
The worst.
Well, my friend the Admiral's been trying to get Congress to give me the Medal of Honor for a long time now.
The Medal of Honor? What for?
Oh, that little fracas in the Zulu Sea.
Little fracas? What was that, Hap?
Why, do you mean to tell me that I never told you about the time that I swam through a whole fleet of pirate dhows with a string of limpet mines in my teeth? Blew them all out of the water. It was just like firecrackers on the 4th of July. Well, they could need me again, too.
Who?
Why, the CIA. Ain't every day they can find a man that's willing to risk his life on a special assignment and that he won't talk. No, sir. Not even under torture.
Torture? Well, here they come.
Mr. Gorman? Mr. Hap Gorman?
Yes, ma'am?
Congresswoman Helen Eve Browning, it's a pleasure to meet such a public-spirited citizen.
Public-spirited citizen?
Well, you're the reason I'm here.
Well, am I?
Certainly. The Congressional Committee was very much impressed with the letter you wrote, especially the part about... After the hundreds of times I've risked my life for my country, I hardly consider it fair to have my taxes raised so that more tourists can litter our beaches and blight the beauties of nature.
Well, you see, ma'am, I didn't exactly mean that about Coral Key.
That's all right, Mr. Gorman. We'll chat some more after I finish the tour of inspection. Come along, Erna.
Public-spirited traitor.
Oh, now don't get mad, old friends.
After what you did to us.
I was just trying to get my taxes lowered. How'd I know that somebody was gonna buck my letter to a, well, to a woman?
Medal of Honor.
You know, Bud, you just gave me a good idea. I'm gonna go right inside there and write my friend the Admiral a letter and remind him that I saved his life. Yes, sir? It was just off the coast of Siberia that boat sunk and... Oh, shut up, you old seahorse.
Our pal. Boy.
Oh, yeah.
She decides to close the park.
Well, let's not suppose anything. We've got a fighting chance. All we have to do is convince the Congress lady that the park is worth the taxpayers' money.
Well, we know it is. Couldn't we just tell her?
I'm afraid she's gonna have to find that out for herself.
To Mr. Jed Stanton, Highway Division. The roads leading to and into the park are in atrocious condition.
Good morning. Good morning,
Lorden Ricks.
Good morning.
I trust you're ready for today's tour of inspection.
Anytime you are, yes.
Oh, I'm ready. Erna, you stay here and check the hotel every half hour for messages from Washington.
Right.
Would you like to be seated up here?
Oh, yes, thank you. Oh, what a beautiful boat.
Don't be so sad. Mrs. Browning's bark is a lot worse than her bite. When she sees what Carl Key Park is really like, she'll be fair in her decision. Do you know that I have never before seen a trained dolphin? He's really something.
Show Miss Morley the trip we saw at Flipper yesterday.
Go away and leave us alone. You know something, Flipper? Hap Gorman says if you rub this lamp enough and make a wish, it'll come true. You know that? Not that I'd ever believe a word Hap Gorman ever says again. But he did get it in Arabia, and that's way across on the other side of the world. And lots of odd things happen in those foreign countries, let me tell you. Gonna make a wish. What would I wish for? Oh, I wouldn't want anything bad to happen to Mrs. Brown. Maybe if she just got a little seasick. Baby alligator. Or skunk.
Well, you know that? Yeah. But what's the use of wishing?
About it. You've seen Coral Key. All except the underwater park, which is the real Coral Key.
Well, in all fairness, Mr. Ricks, I'll see the underwater park tomorrow. Erna, take a memo. Department. Dear Gregory, have found a trained dolphin for your experiment. At no cost to the taxpayers. He's already government property.
Sandy, you should have kept your eye on it. You know how he's taking this business of closing the park to heart?
Well, gee, Dad, how was I supposed to know he was gonna go wherever it is he went?
Oh, you couldn't know, of course. Sometimes we forget that Bud's just a little boy. We expect him to act like a grown-up.
Funny thing is, most of the time he does.
Yeah.
I'll try calling Flipper again.
Let's take the launch out, see what we can find. But first, I'm going to call that congresswoman and get a few things straight.
You think that would be wise, Dad?
Oh, I don't know, Sandy. But sometimes a man has to sacrifice wisdom for his integrity. It's no excuse for you to ride roughshod over us, Mrs. Browning. I'm a public servant, too. That's right, I'm as interested as you are in saving the taxpayers' money. And if the well-being of even one small boy is threatened, I say that's more important than the entire federal budget. All right, Mrs. Browning. Thank you. Come on.
Just here a minute. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder.